Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We are actually on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph by the words Ravina. So we're still in the middle of the sugya. I'm over here because the iPad is charging. So we're still in the middle of the sugya. Yesterday we had a skira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, right? So the Gemara asked that our Mishnah asked leaving the animal with the guy. That the guy is at the inn, because there's a chash that maybe the guy will be roveya the animal. The Tosefta then said you're allowed to buy the animals from the Ovi Kachavim for carbon, even though Nirva is pasul akravam, mashma that we're not koshesh for revia. So what's going on? You have this apparent stira. So the Gemara said, Gemara gave an answer yesterday. Right, the Gemara gave the answer yesterday between, that was, whose answer was yesterday? The answer yesterday was given by Rav Chachlifa Amar Rav Shila, that overcome was Chasal Behemto, was the difference between his and somebody else's. Now we have Ravina's answer. We have two more answers today. We have Ravina, which apparently gets knocked off. Then we're going to have Rabbi Pedas. We're going to try to knock off, and we end up sticking with it. I think that's just the way the sugya flows. Ravina Amar Lo Kasha. There's no question between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Ha, the din in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to leave the animal by the Ovei Kochavim, that is L'chadchila. Ha, in the Mishnah, the one of the Tosefta is Dieved. It's talking about B'Dieved. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Ravina Mahadli Tiruti Masnisa L'Braisa Le'av. We're going back now to answer the question between the Mishnah and the Braisa. La'olam chashiti. They really are. We are cautioned on for Raviya. U'masnisim l'chatchila katani. The Masnis is talking about l'chatchila. The ema amid mishum dilma ravala. We don't do it there in the first instance. We don't leave it there. But maybe there'll be roveya. U'braisa the katani ain kol shishim mishum roveya mishum nirva di eved. The mishum l'sha'avar kabayis l'misra dilma kvar rava. U'kvar arava lo chashinan. We're cautious that maybe they will. We're not cautious that they did. So it's a different type of lichatchila b'di'evad. The ritual explains that the difference between lichatchila b'di'evad here is basically we're leaving the behemoth in its chazaka. So therefore, if we bought it, the chazaka is that the behemoth was not nirva. But for the future, there is no chazaka in the future. There's something in the future, we're not going to leave it and put it in the situation where it could possibly take place. So when we not tamron, where do we learn? Where do we have another instance? When we not tamron, Deshani bein lechatchila bein l'di'evad. Where do we know the distinction that we're going to say? Well, lechatchila, we're not going to be choshesh, but for the past, we are not going to be. Sorry, with lechatchila, we'll be choshesh, but for the past, we won't be choshesh. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Ksubas, right? It's a Mishnah in Ksubas on Daf Chavav. So the Ditnan, our Mishnah number one, lo tisyachet isha imahem. A woman should not have yichud with the Ovei Kochavim. Because they're nechshad on arayas. However, Reminu will ask a steerer on that part of the Mishnah because it says, and this is the Mishnah in Ksuvos on Achavav, ha'isha shenechbasha, a woman who is taken prisoner, she's taken captive into the jail, bidei Ovei Kochavim, in the hands of the Ovei Kochavim, al yidei mamon, if she was taken because there's a monetary obligation, whether it's hers or her husband's, muteres labayla. Then she is permitted to be with her husband, and we're not koshesh that the Ovei Kochavim had relations with her and therefore ushered her onto her husband. Major machlokas, we've shown in Rashi Tosos, what case are we dealing with? We're talking about a regular Eishas Yisrael, or we're talking about an Eishas Kohen. Because if it's an Eishas Yisrael, then the chash has to be that she, the chash would have to be that she had relations willingly, right. As opposed to, because Eishas Yisrael is only ushered to her husband, if she has bia willingly. But Eishas Kohen, even if she's nanas, even if she's raped, would still be usher to the Kohen. So we'll read that in Rashi in a moment. So Aisha benechmasha b'yadu l'chavim al yidei mamon, if it's because of monetary obligation, muteres l'vayla. Al yidei nefashos, but if they judge her to be chayiv misa, that they're going to kill her, then asu l'vayla. Then if she gets out, then she's usher to her husband. So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, al yidei mamon, Shahaisa chayevus mamon muteres l'bayla. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Okay, we'll get to Ella Rashi in a moment. So see Ella lav shma minah. So we see from here, Shani Lon Ben Lechatul Liyevet. Look at the first part. Look at the, just look at the case of the Mamon case. The Mamon case was, we know our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to have Yichud with the, because we're cautious for Arayus. Yet here, if she was taken prisoner and she was Mesiachi with the Goyim, we said she's with Taras Labayla. Once Lechatul Liyevet, once Bidiyevet. In other words, we're not going to allow you to do it in the first instance, but we're not going to be Choshi, we're not going to be Choshi for it in the past. The Gemara says, Mimai, how are you proving that that case in Ksubas is a case of Lechachila B'dievet? Mimai. Dilma la'olam eim lach, maybe I'll say it to you, I feel the Evet namilo. Even B'dievet, a woman also is not going to be muteris to her husband if she had yichud with the Ovik Chavim, because they're chashul arayas. V'hacha, but the reason why she's muteris in the case of the Mamon, v'hacha hainu taima dimisyarei mishum hefsed mamono. He's concerned lest he lose his money. Rashi says, Hefse Mamon, the Savar Iba Ilna, he thinks, this guy who's holding her prisoner, thinks that if he has beer with her, Sulo Parali Baila Midi, the husband's not going to pay. But what are you going to do? Basically, it sounds like the woman is taking this collateral. Right. If you damage my collateral, I'm just not paying you. And now that she's ushered to me, what do I need it back for? I don't know, it seems a little harsh, but yeah. Okay? And Teda, you should know this, because that's the distinction, because you know, we conveniently forgot the Sefer. Teda, the Katani Sefer, the Sefer says, Al Yedei Nefashos, if she was taken and they're going to kill her, Asur Labayla. And then she gets out, she's Asur to her husband. Why? Because we're Choshe that she didn't have Bia. Right? Vesulo Midi. And I got nothing more to say about that, basically, in the words of Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. There's no Raya to Ravina. So it's not necessarily that Ravina is rejected. The proof to Ravina is rejected. So what does it mean, Teda?
If she's forbidden to her husband,
not her husband, forbidden to have to be misyached with the guy.
Right, because if she's released from captivity after having been,
yeah,
and so she's forbidden to her husband.
Correct.
Then she get the
ketubah. Not our sugya. I don't know. Look at the Gemara Ksubas. Ayyadei Mama. It's not our sugya. Teda. I don't know.
Because he got to pay twice.
I don't know. Why does he have to pay twice?
For a release and then.
Well, he's paying for a loan he owes, and then he's paying the ksuba. So teda, right? The mishum hefset. Rashi says teda the mishum hefset mamon hu desharla. The reason why she's muteris is because of a loss of money to katani, because it says afterwards ayde nefashos sheneschay bahariga suro labayla. Alma, you see from there hecha delo mirtas lehefset mamono. If the guy doesn't have fear that he's going to lose his money, afkuri mafkula. He's just gonna have his way with her, I guess. The chayshina and we're choshed. Shema nivelo le'echam ed birotzon. Rashi says that maybe she willingly had bia with them. If she had willing, then we're talking about an eishes Yisrael. Why would she willingly have bia? Maybe she thinks by doing this they'll let her out, right? The east demok milav the eishes kohen. There are those who say that we're talking about an eishes kohen. Therefore, the chash is that they'll rape her, and then that right the mitzvah of onis. And she'll be usher because even if there's a rape, the Ashes Kohen is usher. The Rishon Ikar, we'll finish Rashi, please. The Rishon Ikar, and the first case, and the first explanation is the better explanation. The Biksuvos Muchach to the Ashes Solkai, because the Marksuvos seems to indicate they're talking about an Ashes Yisrael. So again, we had Ravina. Ravina says the difference between the Lechafilah B'dieved, the answer our Mishnah. We try to prove that there's a difference between the Lechafilah B'dieved and the Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara says the Mishnah Ksubas. The Gemara says, no, that case in Ksubas may not be a Lechafilah B'dieved issue. The case there has to deal with whether or not he's concerned about losing his money or not.
She's with the captor willingly. Did she still go back to her husband?
No. Ashes Yisrael is usher to go back to her husband if she has Bia out of... Maybe she thinks that that's, as I said 2 seconds ago, Maybe she thinks they'll let him out. So she wants, she's about to be killed. She'll do anything to save her life. That's what he said. Okay, Tosu says, or Rashi says, right, Rashi says that there are those who say this is Ashes, talking about an Ashes Kohen. Who are the those? The those are Tosos. Right, Tosos says, Ayyadei Mamon Muteris Labayla. You see that, the first wide line. Perish HaKuntris Demayri Be'Ashes Yisrael. They're talking about an Ashes Yisrael. The Kasha, the Im Kain Heichi Muchach to Shari B'Dieved Mishun Armina V'Vadil Nivla Dilam LaOmem Eim Lachad De Nivla Omila Hakishari Mishun Ashes Yisrael Shem Nivala Bonus Muteris Eim Osra. Why are you trying to prove to here? You try the initial thing was to try to make a distinction between the Chachilim B'Dieved. What's the Havimina? The reason why she's Mutaris is because she was raped. That's why she's Mutaris. Right? And then he says, and this is what you're getting to, he says, Mishum Shemin Nisratzis, lo devada came to Ain and it passes on the fashals, lo mitchadom velo mitratzit sloy. She's not going to want to do it willingly, because why would you be concerned that she's going to have it willingly if it's only for mamonos? What's the Havimina? It's only for mamonos. She's not going to do it willingly. The kach near the farish, the vade mayir the aishas kohen. We're talking about the aishas kohen. The apa onus hasura, that even if she's raped, she's also to her husband. V'hatcha muteris, darmina vade lo nivola. And here we say that she's muteris because we say in the mamon case it's vadai that she's not going to be nivola. Tosus then says, the different Tosus. Vesulo midi, Tosas of Vesulo midi also adds, he's perish, the vadai hesen mamon shiny. Hesen mamon is different. About yichud va'alma emo de asar after the event. That's our maskana. And if there's a hesen mamon involved, that's the only reason why we could say that she would be muteris. But if there, but lechatchila we say, even b'di'evet we say she cannot have yichud. So then Toso says, in Cain, if that's the case, Lo hanachta basla avram avinu eishes kohen yoshevas tachas baila. He says all women who are married to a kohen should be also to their husband. The e efshar shlo tisyached im shum ovi kochavim shoachas. It's impossible that throughout her lifetime she never had a little bit of yichud with the goyim. I guess again the interplay in the relations, the relationships that's going on, they have to deal with the goyim. There's going to be a situation where it comes out, and now all of a sudden you're going to say she's also to her husband, because we're not making a distinction between the chafil and b'di'evet. The kevah and the lekh hefsen mamon chashinon, and that yichud that she had, it's not going to be a chash of hefsen mamon because not capturing her. They're, I don't know, they're in a shop or something. So he says v'yish lomar de'ain ze eladichud ba'alma. Says no, maybe this answer that we just gave in the gemara, there really is a difference in the chafil and b'di'evet, but it was just you can't prove it from this mishnah. It's just a dichud ba'alma. Klomer mehachal otochiach u'mikol makom divi rabina emesein. Going to Tosas here, that Ravina's distinction is correct between the Chatil and B'di'evet, but we just can't necessarily prove it from this Mishnah. But O.J. Shlomar, or you could say, Tafil lefi ha-maskana ein la'asar yichad muat. Or you could say, listen, even according to the maskana, it says it can't be miyachid with the goyim, and we are choshesh, you can't say that we're going to asar yichad muat, just for a few seconds or minutes. The dafka nechba shashani, only if she's taken prisoner, that's really different. Lefisha mosra biyado, because there she's completely within his power, right? Ke'in behema, like an animal. He's in complete control. But if she's not under his control, and never yichol litzok, and she could call out and scream, except in Hollywood, the yellow moshia, and then there will be someone somebody will save her, right? Vade ovichovim mirtas. Most societies do not condone rape. Again, Hollywood is different, but most societies do not condone rape. So therefore, if she's in a situation where she's not on tachas yado and she screams, someone most likely, or often the person's not going to do it, because they're most likely someone's going to save her, right? The ein lo osral also yichud. Therefore, we're not going to make an osir for that yichud. It says v'chein ikar, and also in the Yerushalmi, it says the similar thing. Okay. Bottom line is, do we or do we not have the answer? Ravina, I'm not sure. Ravina trying to make a distinction with the chilu b'di'evet. We try to prove it from this mission in Tzuvos. Seem to reject that. Does that mean, is that a complete rejection of the Gemara, or maybe it's a rejection of the proof? Depends on how you read the Gemara. Okay. Next answer. Rabbi Pedasa Amar, again, we're still now trying to figure out the distinction between our Mishnah and the Tosefta. The Mishnah said that you can't leave the animals by the Ovi Chachamim's inn, the Chashash Raviyah, and then the Tosefta said you can buy the Karbanos from them. So Rabbi Pedasa Amar, lo Kasha, there's no Kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is a sheet of Rabbi Lezer, who is Choshes Raviyah. It's a Machlokas Tanoim, he's going to say. V'ha, the Tosefta that says you can buy it, and you're not Choshes Raviyah, is the Rabbanon. That's the Rabbanon who will argue on him, and therefore we're setting up the Mishnah Tosefta as to being a Machlokas Tanoim, two different sheetos in Tanoim. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Parah, first Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Parah, which deals with the Parah Aduma. So it says, Ditnan Gabi Paras Chatas, right? It says, regarding Paras Chatas is the Parah Aduma. Rabbi Lezer says, the Parah Aduma, Eino Nikachas Mina Ovei Kochavim. A Parah Aduma cannot be purchased from the Ovei Kochavim. The Chachamim Matirim, and the Chachamim permit the Parah Aduma to be purchased from the Ovei Kochavim. So what's the Machlokas? My love, should we not say, this is the Machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer, who says you're not allowed to buy the paraduma from the Ovikel Kohen, Sabar Kashin Lerevia. He holds that we're choshish for Revia, and therefore we're choshish that there was bestiality done with the animal, and therefore you can't use this cow as the part for the paraduma. The Rabbanon, who were matir to buy from the Ovikel Kohen, Sabi Lo Kashin Lerevia. They're the Tosefta, who says we're not choshish for the Revia. Simple. The difference between the Mishnah and the Tosefta is the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Gemara then says, Rimai, how do you know that is the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, how do you know the machlokas is whether we're choshesh, whether we suspect the possibility of Revia? Dilma, maybe, the kule alma lo chashin Revia. Maybe everyone agrees we're not choshesh for Revia. If we're not choshesh for Revia, so then what's the svara behind Rabbi Eliezer who says you're not allowed to purchase the paro duma from that Ovi Chachavim? Maybe, huh? Very good. Well, hachlan etayma, this is the reason. The Rabbi Eliezer kid the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Rabbi Eliezer holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, again, who postdates him. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hey Niach Aleim, like Marcel said, a Paro Aduma is possible if any burden was placed on it. Right? Egla Rufa is possible if it pulled any burden. Paro Aduma is possible if any burden is placed upon it. So, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, Uda shall sakin psala. Even if we have like a bunch of bags, it seems to be, tied together, empty bags tied together and placed on top of the paraduma, that's enough of a burden to passel the cow. So Rabbi Eliezer says, this guy may have done that. He doesn't know, right? Ube egla, when it comes to egla rufa, acha timshakba. Your only us becomes usr, egla rufa, when it becomes usr, if it actually does malacha while it has the burden on it, right? Because by the paraduma, it says, asher lo Allah ala'ol, that no burden was placed upon it. By the egla rufa, it says, asher lo mashcha ba'ol. It didn't pull with the ol. So if you put the burden on it, that's not a big deal for the egla rufa. If it pulls the burden and does some work with it, that's a different story that becomes possible. We'll get to it. Okay. No, we'll get to it. You remember it from 7.5 years ago. So it's from today's Gemara. We'll get to it. So, Uda shall sakin psala. Ube egla achat dishak ba. So Ma, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not going to buy the para aduma from the Ovikel Kohen. Sabar chayshinan. We're choshish that maybe the guy put this small burden on the animal. It seems to be that the assumption is that everybody knows the worth of the paraduma. Even the guy knows the worth of the paraduma. They're going to try to sell it. They just may not know the intricate details of what's us or not to be done with it. So Rabbi Eliezer is choshish that even though this guy knows the value of the paraduma, he doesn't know about this halacha, about putting the burden on it. Umar sabar lo chayshinan. But the chachamim hold, we're not going to be choshish. We're not going to be choshish that they put their revia. They put this small burden on it. So the reason the machlokas has nothing to do with revia, it's nothing to do with bestiality. The machlokas has to do with, Marcel said right away, to do with whether or not there's going to be a burden placed on the paraduma. So the Gemara says lo sokla daita. You can't think that that's the machlokas. Meaning that the machlokas cannot be this uda shel sakin. And if that's not the machlokas, we go back to our revia machlokas. He says mishum nicha porto lo mifsetuva. The guy, he's going to get such small amount of benefit by putting a small burden on the cow, he's not going to risk this huge potential windfall he's going to have from the para aduma and for this small thing. Again, the assumption being that they know the value of the para aduma. And Rashi says, it's at the bottom, right, Mishum hanog porta lahakel me'alav masui ma'at, to put upon the cow such a small item, lo mafsid tuma, he's not tuva, he's not going to lose so much, meaning domi yikarim, such value, shall paraduma. Elavade taima mishum reviyahu. So we're going back to the original answer that it was because of revia. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If the guy is not going to do this because he's not going to want to lose the value of the animal, so halcha nami lema, say that by chash revia. Maybe we should say by the revia also. The guy is not, because for the small benefit that he's going to have, a small amount of the momentary ana that he's going to have, he's not going to lose out the fact that these Jews are going to be flocking to his door to buy animals. He says, "Hachanami lema v'shem hanal porto lo mafsituma tuva." So Mar says, "No, hasam there by the chash revi, it's different because yitzro tokvo, your yitzer grabs you. Your yitzara will make you do many things that are irrational, and they'll make you do things that even they'll lose money. That's not a protection. Your yitzer is too strong. It won't prevent you from losing money, right?" Yitzor Tikvo. Tosos asks, wait a second. Before yesterday's daf, we said that the difference was Ovi Kachavim is Chasam Amono. Why? So let's say Yisro Tokvo. What is Chasam? We said that he won't. So the difference we said before was your animal versus his animal. Your animal you can't leave because your kosher Shvaria. His animal you can buy because he's chas on his behemoth. He doesn't want the behemoth to become an Akeres. He was right. Why? Toso says Tamil El Damar of Rav Ovichom Chasal Behemto Rabbi Bdas Nami Isle Yahu Shinuyot the Gefrishes naming Yitzor Tukvo. Right? Let's just say Yitzor Tukvo. So what? He's chasal Behemto Yitzor Tukvo, just like we have over here.
Nothing better than this.
What?
But
so how do you know which animal was not used? Right? So here's the answer.
He's not going to touch the part, so he says,
Yesh Lomo Shani Hacha Kevin Didameh Yikarim Omedes Limkor Yisrael. The Kevin Shuvade Mocher Hapara V'Savar Hu Ha'alim V'Eino Choshesh Kevin Shishu Tafo. He says the difference is, I think it's similar to what you're saying. Here, the cow is so valuable, maybe he'll hide the fact. I'll try to hide the fact from it. Because he thinks the Jew's going to buy it anyway. So the Yetzirah, there's another instance. But there, they go buy a different animal. I think that's what he's saying. I think it's a good kasha. I think the question is better. Again, the question is a good answer. So he says, no. Gemara says, the Dilma, the Kule, so we're back to the Chashash Raviyah. Because we can't say it's the Machlokas is about whether your Choshish are putting the burden on the Paraduma. We're back to say that the Machlokas is to whether or not, between Belez and the Chachamim, is to whether or not the Choshish for Raviyah, and that would answer our steer from our Tosefta and our Mishnah. Says no, the Dilma the Kuliyama Lochashim Raviyah. Maybe everyone is not choshish for Raviyah, and therefore it's not an answer to our stira. So if the Hacha, if we're not choshish for Raviyah, so why does Rabbi Lezer say you can't buy it from the Akum? The Hacha Hainu Taima the Rabbi Lezer Kidatani Shila, similar to what Shila says. The Tani Shila, the Shila has says, my time is Rabbi Lezer. Says what is the reason Rabbi Lezer who asks you to buy the Paraduma from the Ovel Chavim? Since it's a kasev. The pasuk says Daber Obanei Yisrael Bichui Lecha Paro Aduma. He says v'yichu, and Rashi says yichu. He translates the words yichu. It can read v'yikichu, which means to be sold. It can only be sold by. I don't understand. Rashi says only be sold by a Jew. He says Yisrael yichu, meaning Yisrael can sell it. V'ein ovei kachavim yichu, and you can't buy from an ovei kachavim. It's a gzeiros hakasav. Do you have that gzeiros hakasav or not? He says no. Lo sol kadaitach, because what happens over here now is it's a specific gzeiros hakasav for paraduma. So therefore, as of now, so Paraduma, Rabbi Lezer says you can't buy from the Akum, but Mashua, all other Karbanos you can. But the Lo Sakataita, Katani Seifa, but the Seifa of the Mishnah and in Parah that we started here, says, V'kenai Rabbi Lezer posa b'chol Karbanos kulon. Rabbi Lezer passes you to buy all the Karbanos from the Goyim, from the Akum. The Isla Kataita, Katani Shila, and if you're saying that the reason that is because of Shila, Bishlama, Parah, I understand why you can't buy your Parah, Diksiv, but kicha, because there it has the lashon of v'yikru. But the ella kulu karbanas kicha kzivu. But by all of the karbanas, by the ola chatas asham shlamim, doesn't say that word kicha. So you're telling me the whole. If you're telling me that the reason is because of this kicha thing, then Rabbi Lezer should only now allow you to buy a paraduma from the akum. Why does the Mishnah say Rabbi Lezer says you can't buy any animal from any karbanas from the akum? Must mean we're still back to the chashash raviyah. The Gemara says no. Okay. Gemara says Dilma, right? Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Lezer. Maybe the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer don't argue. They're meaning they're not choshish revia. Rabbanan are not that Rabbi Lezer is not choshish revia. Ella bipara didame yikarin. They mean that they are. I think they are choshish revia in all cases. This is, I think, a little more logical than before. They are choshish revia in all cases, except for the case of the paraduma. The Meir Yikarin. It's really, really valuable. So there, the guy will be able, for all that money, he'll figure out a way to control himself. Aval b'shar karbanos modulei. But all other karbanos, maybe the Chachamim are mode to Reb Eliezer. So Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, then all other karbanos, the Chachamim are mode to Reb Eliezer, then who's the man d'amr who says you're permitted to buy, who's the author of the Tosefta that says you're allowed to buy the karbanos from the Akum? Someone has to say you had to buy the karbanos from the Akum, and now we have nobody. He says, right, because we're just saying that the machlokas is by, that there's machlokas only by the paraduma, not by all other karbanos. The elahad etanya lochem and the hebel of karban mani. Who's the author of that shita? Lo Rabbi Lezer below Rabbanan. Right, there wouldn't be anybody because we just said that the Rabbanan will be molded to Rabbi Lezer in any case other than the paraduma. So again, if that's the case, the O Tanya Behedja, and we also, even more so, we have a Mufur's Brisa, that Ma'o Sibuli Chavarei L'Rabbi Lezer. What would the Rabbi Eliezer's friends respond to him, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, the ones, those who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, they would say, look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu, I think, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, yeah, Yeshayahu, it's talking about Achaz Hayom, it says, Kol Tzom Kedar, Yikav Tzulach, it's Ya'ulu, I think the pasuk is quoted wrong, it should be Ya'ulu Ratzon Mizbechi, not Ya'ulu Ratzon Mizbechi, I think it's Ya'ulu Al Ratzon Mizbechi. Right, they must be learning the they must have been learning the sugya during like Slichus. Right? Right, he says over there in the future the tzon of Kedar is Yishmal, will be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. And it's therefore you see that you're Makabel Behemos from the Goyim and we're not Choshim from Raviyah. So therefore it's clear that the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Eliezer that permit korbanos to be brought from the Obdei Avodah Zarah, which is interesting because I thought Yishmal were not Obdei Avodah Zarah, but it's clear that there's a machlokas. So if it's clear that there's a machlokas, you can't say that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer in the cases in all other animals, and they only argue by paratuma. And therefore, if there is a machlokas, the only machlokas we're left with again is whether there's a chashash revia or not. And therefore, we'll go back to our original answer over here that our Mishnah is according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Tosefta is according to the Shita of the Rabbanim.
Yeah, I have the monastery, not Jew, to say.
What?
But how does the
Nazir
have the monastery to say he never put the yolk on the animal?
You can tell. Whatever the case is, you can tell. I don't know. That's the case. Paradum is born, and he says it, and a Jew then watches it. I don't know. He said, the thing is worth millions of dollars. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. They got to check it out. We can figure it out. So those questions, you know, whatever needed to happen, happened. That's all. So Gemara then says, Ad kan lo plihi ela b'chashasha. The machlokas between the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only if we have a chashash revia, right? Aval hecha devadei riva. But if we know for sure that there was revia done here, right? Then everyone agrees psala, it's pasal. Even by we're talking about the paraduma. The paraduma is a machlokas, right? Rashi says akam opligi. It says milsa be'api nafshi kamen ozer. Now we're going to talk a little bit about paraduma. It's milta be'api nafshi. It's words in and of itself. It's the machlokas eli b'chashasha. Hecha de lo chazinon de rava. We didn't see this bestiality. So then pligi, the mar chayish or mar lo chayish. But if we know for sure that it happened, however we know for sure it happened, shma mina, you see from here, the para kachem mizbeachi. You see that the para has the status of kachem mizbeach. A little introduction to zvachim. There are two types of kachem. There's kachem that are used for the mizbeach. That's kachem mizbeach, which they use as a carbon. And then there's kachem that's bedek avayis. That's, you can use it for beautifying the base of miglas. You can sell it, take the money, and do things with it. So the halacha is that an animal that was near, that had bestiality done with it is pasul for the mizbeach. Yeah, yeah. That's an animal that had that's kachem bedek avayis. When you're going to take that animal, sell it, and then use the money, if there was nearby, it's not pasul. So you see from here, the fact that the para duma is pasul, if there is revia, it's a kachem mizbeach, which is interesting. Because where is the para? At what point does the para do a para mizbeach? Trick question. It's not. It's like all the malacha for the para duma is actually done outside of the base of Migdash. You have to look in and see the base of Migdash, but the para duma is not, you know, quote unquote a korban. It's not brought on the mizbeach. So he says right. Alahecha levade rava psalos shmami na the para kachim mizbeachi the e kachim bedek abayis. Because if it was only kachim bedek abayis, mi pasla barevia. Why would it be pasla barevia? Kachem bedek abayis is not possible for revia. So Gemara says, no. Maybe it still could be bedek abayis, but it's a special gzeirus hakasim by the paraduma. The shani paraduma is different than other bedek abayis. The chatos kari rachmana, because it's called a chatos. Right? It says. Where's the pasuk? It says it's a chatas. The chatas, right, it's called a chatas. Yutes tes in Bamidbar. Right, anyway. Vasaf ish tahor is efer apara, meiniach b'chutz l'machaneh b'makom tahor, v'haysol adats b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mein hida, chatas hi. It's called a chatas. So because it's called a chatas, it gets the status of kachim, see what's the end, it gets the status of kachim mizbeach. So Gemara says...
So that's what it does.
No, it doesn't really... It doesn't.
Sure it does. Purifies you.
It purifies you, but it doesn't purify you from a sin. It purifies you from something. It's not a sin.
It's not
a sin. There's no sin to become tameh. Right. It's a sin. We talk like Marish Shavuos. The sin is that when you're tameh, to go into the base of Mikdash. There's no avera to become tameh. Maybe by a kohen we say not to try to limit your exposure, but there's no avera about becoming tamei. If you're tamei, you can't do certain things. So Gemara says el mayata. If that's the case, now that you're saying that because it's chatas, it gets the kedusha of mizbeah el mayata tipasel biyote dofi. It should be puzzle if like a C-section, right? A C-section type of delivery, right? That because a carbon cannot be from a C-section, right? Like right, Rashi said, Rashi brings it down.
Right,
he says the puzzle we yotzei dolphin, the puzzle hulu shar carbonos. The tanya of a brisa b'choros, Rashi says, puzzle learns out shoro kesef prat leklayim oes prat le nidve ki yavaleid has to be born prat le yotzei dolphin. That's talking about carbonos. So, but v'chitei mahachinami, and if you say enachinami, yeah, you're right. It can't be born if it's yotzei dolphin. If it can't be born, if it's delivered as a C-section. Alamatanya, why do we have the brisa that says Hikdisha biyotei dofen psula? If it comes out as a yotei dofen, if you were makdish a yotei dofen, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, what's Rabbi Shimon speak talking about? If we're talking about kachim mizbeach, how in the world can Rabbi Shimon say that a yotei dofen, a C-section delivered animal, is kosher for the mizbeach? So v'chitema, maybe you say Rabbi Shimon l'tamei. Rabbi Shimon that goes to shitaso the Amar. Bless you. Rabbi Shimon says in the Gemara Maseches Nida, you're talking about a human born C-section, yotzei dofen vlad ma'al yahu. A yotzei dofen is a human born C-section is a vlad ma'al yahu. What does that mean, vlad ma'al yahu? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Nida, right? Maseches Nida daf mem yotzei dofen ein yoshvin alav yemei tuma v'yitahara vein chayiv alav korban leida. She says a yotzei dofen, the woman doesn't have to sit the 7 and 14 and the 14, doesn't have to sit the days of tuma v'yitahara for giving birth, and you don't have to bring the korbanos for leida. But Rav Shimon Omer Arehu Kvlad v'yesh lo tumah shiva lezachar v'shvam lekeva v'chein yimei tohar v'korban. So Rav Shimon says that a yotzei dofen is a full-fledged born baby. So too here, maybe he says yotzei dofen is a full-fledged born baby. Tamar says no, there's a difference. Over there, right, he says v'ha'amah Rav Yochanan, it can't be. Rav Yochanan there says moda hayah Rav Shimon le'inu kadoshim she'enu kadosh. Rav Shimon agrees that if v'gabi karbanos, a yotzei dofen is not kosher, meaning he says a yotzei dofen by a human is considered a full-fledged born thing, but a yotzei dofen by an animal is not valid for kabanos. So how in the world, if we're saying that the paraduma is a chatas and therefore it's kachim mizbeach, how does Rav Shimon then say that it's kachim mizbeach? He doesn't. He says that you're not allowed to bring korbanos that are yotzei dofen. So Gemara says Ella. No, we're going to go back, and we're going to say despite the fact that it says chatas, it's still a kachay mizbeach. I think that's what we're going to say, right? It says, Ella shani para, hoel umum posel ba, dvar erva vavodazora nami posel ba. A paraduma is going to be, a paraduma is a kedusha ben kabayis. Why it's called a chatas doesn't change its status into kachay mizbeach. So if it's kachay ben kabayis, so then why is it possible for if it was nirba? Why is it possible if there was bestiality done to it? So it's kachay ben kabayis, and therefore you have room for Rav Shimon to say that it'd be kosher if it's yotzei dofen. Right. But why is it possible if it's nirba? He says shiny paraduma is different because since a mum will possible it, if basically saying there's three things that line up together. If an animal, if it's something that cannot be brought because there's a mum, kachay ben kabayis, typically there's no mum in it, right? Doesn't disqualify. But if it's going to be disqualified because there was a mum, so you're going to add on, it will also be disqualified if there's a avodah zarah done on it or if the reveal was done on it. How do we know? Ho lo mum posel ba, dvar erva avodah zarah nami posel ba. The ksiv, because the pasuk says, ki mashachtem bahem mum ba lo yiratu lachem. This is a pasuk in Vayikra, because you pull to them, there's a mum with them, lo yiratu lachem. They cannot be used. Lo yiratu, there's no ritzui, there's no acceptance. The Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel taught us, kol makom shenemar hashchasa. Whenever time it says the words, the shorish of hashchasa, which is said in the pasuk, kin mashachtam, eno ela devar erva v'vodazara. That includes devar erva and v'vodazara. Devar erva, how do we know that hashchasa is devar erva? Because it says by the Mabul. It says, ki hishchitz kol basar esdar kol aretz. Even the animals were straying from what they're natural, what they should be doing naturally, and that's what hashchasa is erva. V'vodazara, hashchasa is also v'vodazara, diksiv, pein tashchisun, vasisim lechem pesel. Maybe you'll be mashchis, and you'll make a idol. So you see, hashchasa Hashkasa is talking about Avodah Zarah and Erva. And the pasuk, so anything that is pasul, anything that has a mum that will pasul it, says mum, also gets pasul if Avodah Zarah is done to it, or Arayis is done to it. A paraduma gets pasul if there's a mum, even though it's kachim mizbeach, it's pasul if there's a mum. So therefore it's also pasul if there's Avodah Zarah or Arayis, meaning bestiality, done to it. So, v'ha-paranami, ho-lamun posa-bad, or everyone's chavim pasulipa. So at the end of the day, we're still left with the possibility that the paraduma is bedek habayis. If it's bedek habayis, right, if it's bedek habayis, that's why Rav Shimon couldn't have room to say that a yotzei dofen would still be kosher. If it's bedek habayis, why is it pasul for nirva? It's not a kedushas mizbeach. It's pasul because nirva, because of the hekesh between mum and arayis that's in the pasul. Okay. Gufa, right? What had happened before? Going back to what we said before, in the midst of our whole back and forth, Shila tried to give a reason to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the reason why you're not permitted to buy the paraduma from the Ovi Kachavim is because you're not allowed to buy Kibarnos from the Ovi Kachavim. So Gufa, Tana Shila, my time, Rabbi Eliezer, they say that Bera B'nei Yisrael b'yichu elecha paraduma, right? Which means Dafka B'nei Yisrael yichu can sell it, ve'ein Ovi Kachavim yichu. So Elameyata, if that's the case, that you're only allowed to buy these things from Jews, let me ask you this question. It says by the Trumas HaMishkan, it says, Daber al B'nei Yisrael v'chuli Truma. Meaning you should only be able to buy the items for the Mishkan from Jews. So, Hachanami, the B'nei Yisrael yichu, you should only be able to be sold by the Jews. And they ain't over Chavim yichu, and you can't be sold by the Goyim. Which becomes very difficult in the Midbar, where else are you getting everything from? But, so, again, the answer always be a miracle. Hashem made the wheat grow. Hashem made the stones appear. It could be. Could be that they were, you know, Bedouin merchants peddling their wares. Whatever it is. Not our sonya. The key tape, so you see from here, that if you say yichul, that means you can't, going to Shila, you can't purchase, the paraduma can't be sold by a guy, and the wares for the Mishkan can't be sold by a guy. So the key tape, hachanami, he's going to say hachanami, that's what Shila says. What about the following story? V'ha'amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shalues, Rav Eliezer, they ask Rav Eliezer, Ad heichan kibur ave'im. How far does the kibur ave'im have to go? There's a Gemara brought down, Gemara Kedushin, brought down here. And he gives the answer, Tzu ur'u ma'asa ovi kachon echa la'aviv ba'ashkelon. Go see what this one Akum did for his father in Ashkelon. V'dama ben Nesina Shmo, and his name was Dama ben Nesina. Hamachas, one time, bikshu mimenu avanim la'ifod, they asked to buy the stones for the ephod. Okay, so Mara's just going to prove out that this dumb Benesina story must be, Tosfos says this must be talking about in the times of Bayashani, because it's going to bring down a case of Benesina with the Paraduma, and there was only one Paraduma from in the whole time of Bayas Rishon. Right, Tosfos says, Hay dumb Benesina kochenu Bayashani haya midik amar l'shana acheres nodal Paraduma ve'edro takaim alam. We have an established thing that they made Bayas Rishon lo nisifol shum para. They never had a They didn't burn any other paradumos. He's nispiku, but also she'asa Moshe kol yomei b'ayis rishon va'ad Ezra she'asa shnia. That the second paraduma was only burnt at the time of Ezra. So it must be talking about just historically. It must be talking about b'ayis sheni. So you buy dumb v'nisim l'shmo pamachas bikshu mimenu avanim le'ifod. They wanted to buy for the Kohen's breastplate. They wanted to buy those precious stones from dumb v'nisim. So right off the bat, you're buying it from a guy. So he says, but b'shishim ribul sachar 60,000. 60,000 riboy, which is 600,000. First it says shishim ribu sachar, and then Rav Kahana masni b'shmonim ribo. Rav Kahana says it's 80, right? V'hayu mavtechos munachos tachos me'rosh hasav shel avid. But the keys were under the pillow of the father. The keys to what? The keys to the safe, I guess, were under the pillow of the father. Below tziro, he didn't wake him up. I would think that if it's the father's stuff, maybe Kiva Avaim would tell you to wake him up to get the money. Okay, but fine. Right, I think my father might hurt me if I did it otherwise. Okay, but he said, so you see from here that you can buy. From the Akum. So the Gemara then says, no, Ave Shoham Hifsika Inyan. Avne Shoham separates the matter. What does that mean? The pasuk says there's a hav. The Kesef and the Choshes and or something like that, and then it says Avnei Shoam veAvnei Miluim. By the Avnei Shoam, there's no vav. The vav doesn't connect it to the rest of the pasuk. There's no vav of a chibur. So that separates the inyan. That separates it, and therefore from Avnei Shoam on, it says we right. What's the whole pasuk? The pasuk says Bichuli truma me'ez kol ishe dvenu libo dechu es truma si. I don't know the pasuk. And then I guess it's vav. Up to Avnei Shoam, it doesn't have the vav. So the Avnei Shoam is separated from the Vikru, it's not connected to the Vikru, and if it's Avnei Shoam, you can buy from the Gemara. The Gemara then says, the Avnei Milu Im Ksiv, the Hadar Arve. He says, Gemara says, no, that can't be, because it says Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim. So the Vav of the Avnei Miluim brings it back in. So it goes back, the Kasha comes back. So it is, it's Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim. Right, so I would think that once it was separated, so the vav is connected back to the Avnei Shoam. So we're saying here that the vav is connecting it back to the Vikruli Truma, and therefore it should be puzzled. So therefore, again, so now you have the kasha. How are they buying it from Dama Benesina? So the Gemara says, well, I'll just continue. But oh, another kasha. The Katani Sefer. The Sefer says because of the Kibbut Av L'shana Acheres, another year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Dov Nesina Schar v'nod lo paradum v'edro, and a paradum was born in his flock. So Nichlasu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlo, that came by to buy it. Amar Lehem, so Dov Nesina says to them, Yodei Ani Bachem, she'im Ani Mevakesh Mekem Ko Moment Shev Olam, Atem Nosim, any price I want, you'll give me. Right, but Achshav Ani Mevakesh Mekem Elo Oso Moment Shev Sadti B'Shvil Abba. I only want the 60,000, the 80,000 that I lost last year because of my father. Meaning, he recognized that he only got the paraduma as a reward, so he only wants to get the payment they would have gotten before. But nevertheless, you see from here that they were going to buy the paraduma from the Akum. How can you, according to Shila, how can you do that? It says v'yikru. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam al yidei tagri Yisrael zava. There was a Jewish middleman. But you had, right? There was a broker. There's always a broker, especially in this neighborhood. There's always a broker, and the broker is the one who brokers the deal. Right? Rashi says, tagri Yisrael, Sarsur Yisrael Lacha Mishalom and Ovechachom LaAtzmo V'Chazur Marach LaTzibor. The broker went as a personally. He bought the paraduma from Dov Benesina, and then the paraduma was bought by the gizbar by the chachamim from this broker. So it was never bought.
Which would make no difference whatsoever.
Why not? It wasn't.
There are reasons to buy it. That's still.
But once I, when I'm the Jew, buy it for the paraduma, I broke it. Now it's my paraduma. It's the hektesh.
But when you broke it, the reason is either because of a yoke or because of Shul's nirba.
No, this is Shila. Shila said you weren't allowed to buy. You're not allowed to buy a paraduma from an akum. Period.
Because
of what? Because the pasuk says v'yichu. The pasuk said v'yichu. V'yichu. He learned that it can only be sold by a Jew. So we have the case of Dom Nesina where it's sold by a non-Jew. No, a Jew bought it from him and then sold it to the hektesh. So the Jew was a middleman. Not a broker, really. It's a middleman. Actually, he wasn't just broke the deal. He actually put the money down and bought it.
He breaks the
chain. Yeah.
I would have a problem with the story. They come all the way to buy this precious stone. They sleep. I said, go down the block, get a cup of coffee.
I agree with you.
He loses his whole sale.
I agree. My only thing I can think of is that maybe in Sunday Bar, maybe there was somebody else was also selling it, and the guy said, oh, don't buy from him. I got him also. So and they went to the other person. That's all. You want to say Kaddish? Kanim Kashom and Rotskunish Baruch Lazak Israel, Fihim, Torah Mitzvah, Shinemar, Adonai Chavetz, Amartiko, Yadil, Terobi, Yadir. Amen.